Welcome to Newsworks Tonight. I'm your host, Kevin McCrory. Dave Heller is off tonight. As an education reporter at WHYY, one of my favorite parts of the job is getting to know a diverse array of students, learning their hopes, their dreams, their struggles, their fears. Often, though, after a story airs, I lose touch with a student and time moves on. So on this Newsworks Tonight, we wanted to do something special, invite a couple of those students back to catch up. Joining me now are two young men from Philadelphia Public Schools who are first-generation college graduates. I met them 4 years ago this month when I wrote a story on the Philadelphia Futures Mentorship Program. Then, Chris Felix had just graduated Northeast High School and was on his way to Lafayette College on a full scholarship. Now, he finished at Lafayette and has a job with the Lincoln Financial Group as a financial sales rep. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thanks, Kevin.
Also joining me is Farad McLaughlin. He's from West Philly, graduated from Sayre High School, and when we spoke in 2014, had just finished his undergrad at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. He just recently finished his master's in leadership at Cabrini University. Welcome, Farad.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Chris, let's start with you. So you're the son of a single mother who's emigrated from Haiti. Your relationship with your father has been non-existent for many years now.
Yeah.
What does it mean for you to have graduated college and overcome what you've overcame?
I've been asked this question in numerous different ways, and I think that the central answer really stays the same. I think what's really cool about coming from a single mother and going throughout this entire process is once high school was over, she wasn't able to kind of help with, like, you know, the financial aid perspective of it, the moving into college perspective of it. It was really just about emotional support at that point.
And I know that this probably means a lot for your mom as well. Before you answer the question of what you think it means for her, let's listen to a part of our interview from 2014, right when you were graduating from high school.
Uh-oh.
Times have definitely been hard for her, being a single parent, but she's always been able to keep that wall up to shield my brother and I away from the struggle that she faced, so she would be able to just give us resources of hope and perseverance.
That resonates with you still?
Absolutely. It resonates with me every single day. I actually just had a quick conversation with her this morning, and you got to have a conversation with my mom. It's just, whether she's happy, sad, upset, or just, you know, angry about something, you could still feel that support level.
Farad, let's turn to you. You're the youngest sibling of seven in your family, but the first to make it through college. When we talked in 2014, you described growing up in West Philadelphia this way.
Basically, somebody I know is either getting killed or in jail, or at least frequently, like just frequently.
So you still live in that neighborhood, but now you have a master's degree and a job working with Philadelphia public school kids. Do you feel like you beat the odds stacked against you?
I feel like I'm accomplishing something that's good, and I feel like there's going to be people after me that do it, and I'm also just feeling like I'm a walking example, you know, especially working in the schools and also just being in a neighborhood and people I grew up with, and they can tell their kids, like, you know, they know somebody with a master's degree. And so that's just a part of what I embody as a person, just to be that example that's beating the odds, coming from West Philadelphia, being a victim of gun violence.
I'm curious, just generally, what's changed in how you guys see the world, how you see your own lives in the 4 years since we really last spoke?
Going to Lafayette, what I've really learned is that the world doesn't look like Northeast Philadelphia. The world doesn't look like Center City Philadelphia. The world is a lot different than just what I was relative to, you know, walking that 5 minute, you know, couple of block walk to Northeast.
And how about you, Farad? I mean, we talked recently, you know, I think that the expectation I think maybe you had coming out of undergrad and where you are now is you're still grappling with that.
Yep. So, like even when you're going from high school to college, or when you're in high school, or even shortly after you graduate, you have this sense of things that you want to accomplish, and you kind of view it as more of like a goal or a tangible goal, and like somewhere you want to be at a certain time. But I think what I realized that is more important. Those goals are more important to set benchmarks of where you want to be with your life, but it's also the work that you put in every day.
And I guess as a last question, just want to ask you both, if you were to give a piece of advice to an African-American young man who's graduated high school in Philadelphia in the past few weeks, what should they be thinking about? What should they do?
As far as African-American men here in America and in the inner city, you basically want to find out what it is that you're passionate about. And from my point of view, it should be your family and the many of African-American men to follow. And then you need to try to translate that to motivate you into some type of skill set or some type of field that you'll be able to help others, man. It's just so important, the support that we have to give each other in order to succeed, like as far as like programs like Philadelphia Futures and just having mentors and big brothers and, you know, and like Chris being here to see me with my master's and me being able to see another young man.
If I could just piggyback on that, I would definitely say that, you know, just being able to understand where you came from is also a huge piece of advice that I'd also have for the young community, especially to African Americans as well. Be able to sit down, take a step back and look around to see the people that are around you. I mean, the people that are around you do successful things, right? You know, Farad said big brothers, big sisters. Just in the, you know, time span of, you know, knowing Farad very shortly, I can already see that he's a big brother for me. I'm interested in getting in my master's. So if I never needed a resource of where I should go to, you know, apply those skills, I can definitely reach out to him and I know that he'd be there.
All right, well, let's leave it there. Thank you both so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight. That was Chris Felix, who recently graduated with an undergrad from Lafayette College, and Farad McLaughlin, who recently earned his master's at Cabrini University. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.